بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: فأخبرني عن الإحسان. قال: أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه، فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. We are still reading this lengthy hadith of Hazrat Jibreel عليه الصلاة والسلام, famously known as Hadith Jibreel. And in the beginning, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam in a very striking way, that he was dressed in such a way that it was clear that he was a traveler, he was somebody from outside, but no signs of traveling were visible on him. Neither did anyone recognize him of the people of Medina, so he was not a citizen of Medina either. It was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and he sat right next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, opposite him, and that also in a very, very striking way. And then he posed certain questions, and then he said, yes, your answers are right. First he asked about Islam, the details of Islam, then about Iman, and now today we read where he asked about Ihsan. And this is read, the relevance of this hadith to this chapter which is Babul Muraqaba, that a person must meditate. And the particular meditation that is referred to here is the presence of Allah Ta'ala. That a person understands all the time that that Allah's presence is there, and Allah is present and watching and knows everything. What is in the crevices of our hearts, what is in the back of our mind, everything Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows. And this is that if which we develop, then our whole lives will be regulated. And our ulama, Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, particularly used to stress that teach your children this quality that Allah Ta'ala is hadir, Allah is present, Allah is nazir, Allah is watching all the time. And if the children are brought up like that, and if that is in us, that is really the complete solution of everything. So this ihsan, it is which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, that you should make the ibadat of Allah as though you are seeing Allah. The word كَأَنَّكَ is very relevant, because we cannot see Allah with the eyes of our head in this world. So it is as though you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. That is, meditate on all the favors of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, that I'm standing in front of Allah. Allah is the one who has made me, given me my eyes, given me this body of mine, this healthy body that I can walk, and I've come to the masjid, that I can stand in front of Allah, I can make my ruku, I can make my sajda, and innumerable other things that we have to make muraqabah about. So it is as though we are seeing Allah by seeing the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us. He gave us that hidayat to come here to the masjid. He is the one that got us up from our sleeps, and everything was all right in our home, etc. The family was in order. That is why we could have come. If there was a problem at home, any type of problem, may Allah save us, a fire, a burglary, anything, then we should be perhaps be sitting in the police station now, or we should be in a hospital now, or taking somebody of our family members to hospital. So many things that there are, it's impossible not to think of Allah. But we have become so unmindful that we don't think of Allah. And these things are not just happening, and it isn't our doing, it is solely the doing of Allah Ta'ala. In any case, we are still being favored so much that if you can't reach that stage, that you are seeing, as though you are seeing Allah, فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ, if you are not at that stage, فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ, then at least know that Allah is watching me. At least have that consciousness. And this we should think of, it's a command for all of us, for all times, or especially what we call our ibadat. And a true mu'min, Muslim is, his whole life is ibadat. He's eating, he's sleeping, everything is an ibadat. So at least for those things which we regard as ibadat. Like now, we all made our farz of fajr. We made our sunnahs. But each one of us think for ourselves, how much did we think of Allah? Did we envisage that Allah is the one who brought me? That we are sitting now, have we got in our minds, in our hearts, it's only by Allah's fadl that we are sitting. What a great honor for us that we are engaged in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After 1400 years, to be able to talk about the hadith, listen about the hadith, and the great speech after the speech of Allah. Allah has blessed us with that. Do we think of this as a favor? Or perhaps are we half sleepy at this time? Perhaps some of us are fully sleepy and we are thinking and planning all other things already for the future, for in front. And how much do we think of Allah Ta'ala? Whereas this is a thing that we have to develop and bring within ourselves, that we realize at least that Allah is watching us. That is really when ibadat will become ibadat. Otherwise it will be just like a ritual. Our namazes, it must not be that it is just like an exercise. Our Quran Sharif reading, if we don't have this, that I'm reading the Kitab of Allah, the words of Allah, and that time a person feels, what a great honor. Everything in the world, all together, cannot compare to the Quran Sharif. And Allah has given me this great honor that I'm reciting these words. So all these ni'mat, if they come into us, so this may be a short little sentence, but it entails so much. And this is what we have to develop within ourselves. For that, for example, we're having the Islahi Jalsa. It is also basically that we develop this quality within us. That Allah, I'm watching Allah, and if I can't reach that stage, Allah is watching me. If our relationship with our wives, for example, if we have that consciousness that Allah is watching me, that relationship will become such a beautiful relationship, really like with the hoors of Jannat in this world already. But because that is absent, and we've got the whole Western way of life within us, a modern way of life, an alien way from Islam. Therefore we find that our hearts are not within our partners. We are having fights all the time, arguments all the time, no enjoyment with our spouses. We find enjoyment with other women, but with our own wives we don't find that enjoyment. If we develop this and understand this, that this is a gift from Allah, my wife, Allah gave her to me as a gift. She's an amanat in my hands. I have to look after her. I have to treat her well. And with Allah's conscience is there, that home will be a garden of Jannah in this world already. And the same way, if the wife also thinks that this husband of mine, Allah bless me with this husband. And he is caring for me all by the command and by the will of Allah Ta'ala. So there is no end to this detail, but if we can develop this conscience of Allah Ta'ala and bring it within us, our lives will be a complete different lives. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this, and by the Islahi Jalsa, bring this reality within us, and that we live our lives according to this and get the great enjoyment. Allah is the creator of all beauty. If we have got Allah, all beauty is within us. Allah is the creator of all enjoyment. If we have got Allah, we will have all enjoyment. Allah is the creator of security. If we have got Allah, we will have all security also. Allah is everything. So if we, for us is just to find one Allah. We don't have to go and knock our heads here and there and try and sort this problem and that problem. We just make our contact with Allah truly, correctly. Allah will see to everything of ours in every way. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.